Hey, and welcome back. These are the most anticipated movies of 2012. These are the movies I'm really looking forward to seeing. These are the nine that I am. And these are in order by my want to see them. They should not be surprising. Number nine, The Raven. I like John Cusack movies. I like his mystery, suspense, thriller movies a lot. I liked Runaway Jury. I liked Identity. This looks to be a really good take on Poe. My problems is the casting of John Cusack, who is too tall, his head's too small, and his accent's for shit. The best Poe I've ever seen anywhere was Jeffrey Combs, and unfortunately, they didn't cast him. But I still want to see this movie, and I want to kind of do a special review of it, plus the two previous versions of The Raven, the Boris Karloff Raven and the Vincent Price Raven from the 30s and the 60s, kind of together when they come out, and I'm hoping to be able to have that set up by the time The Raven comes out. Number eight, Upside Down. This is a Canadian film that doesn't currently have a release date for the U.S. We're kind of hoping that it comes out in 2012. It is an interesting, has a great trailer. Go and look up the trailer. In fact, I'll probably put the trailer up on my website soon if I'm not already. It's one of the movies I'm definitely going to see this year if it gets a release. And I'm hoping it gets a release, because it looks amazing. It sort of has this idea that there's these two worlds, one on top of the other, and people from one side feel the gravity from that side, and people in reverse. But the trailer looks amazing, the story looks amazing, and I can even get past it having some of the people who are in it. But it's definitely one of the big movies that I want to see this year, if it comes here, and I'm going to three movie festivals, and hopefully it'll go to one of those movie festivals. It looks done enough to get a festival release, and hopefully it's just that kind of weird sci-fi we'll either get it into South by Southwest, or we'll get it into Fantastic Fest. They usually have some pretty good genre fare. Fantastic Fest is all about genre, but it's mostly horror, but a little bit of sci-fi, and I'm hoping if it doesn't come to South by Southwest, it'll come to Fantastic Fest. Number seven, Battleship. And I know there are people online who are saying that Battleship looks like crap, but every time I see the trailer, it makes me want to see this thing more and more and more and more. I love the fact that it's actually shooting pegs from the alien ship into the ships, into the U.S. Navy. And as I said when I put the trailer up on my website, I want to see a good naval battle. Too many times when they talk about naval battles in modern movies, it's airplanes fighting airplanes. And I want to see the big guns firing at the aliens. And they put some of that into the trailers, but I'm hoping to see a whole lot more when it comes out onto the big screen. And if they can remember that they're in a movie based on a board game, I think the movie will be fun. I think that's one of the problems that the Transformers had, is that they forgot that they were about toys. But hopefully they'll remember they're in a movie about a board game, so they got to play to that strength, and there's a little bit of strength in there that's going to come through, and I'm really looking forward to it. Number six, John Carter. This one has gone through a lot of name changes. The original name of the story it's based on is The Princess of Mars, which is a much better title, and had this been made 70 years ago, that's the title it would have been released under, because it would have been a pulpy movie. I'm glad they're releasing it now so they can get some of the effects and the aliens, the Martians, the green Martians and the red Martians looking right, but I really wish they'd stuck to the original title. Either way, it still looks good, and it probably is going to bomb. Most of the movies I like tend to be box office bombs, and I'm willing to accept that as long as they keep making them. And so far, they're still making the movies I like, they're just not making them as often, and that's sad for me, but John Carter does look good, and it does look to be fairly faithful to the book. That I'm not sure how well that's going to play nowadays, since Burroughs' story was very black and white. There was good characters and there were bad characters, and there was no gray. There's no moral question. People are good, people are bad. But hopefully they'll make more, because there's a good series in this, and they could make a lot more. Number 5, Mirror Mirror. I am going to see all 4, and yes, 4, of the Snow White movies that are coming out this year. But the only one I'm really looking forward to is Mirror Mirror. Tarsem Singh, as I've said before, knows where to point a camera. And the visuals look amazing. And even Lily Collins looks really good in the scenes I've seen. I'm not too sure about the dwarves, but I can forgive a little bit on that. But I'm hoping it'll be better than Immortals. But the trailer looks good, and like I said, I'm going to see all 4 of the Snow White movies that are coming out this year. And in fact, the next one that I'm going to see is, first one that's coming out, is Asylums, that has a blonde Snow White and elves instead of dwarves, so go figure. Number 4, Mars en Avril. This is a French-Canadian movie. It's March and April is the English translation of the title. This is a comic book movie. It's based on a comic book from a French-Canadian author. It's in French. The whole movie's in French, and apparently in Quebecois, and as I've recently learned, that is not the same as normal French. So I'm definitely going to look for a subtitle version. This is also a movie that doesn't have a release date. I don't even know if this has a release date in Canada yet. But so far, of the many Canadian movies that have actually been produced, released in Canada, I've liked a lot of them, and this has a great trailer and a fairly decent story. I don't want to speculate on the story. I don't want to spoil anything else. Please go look it up from a good source, because I could be wrong, and I don't want to give any misconception, but what I read looks very good. Go and see if you can find it. If you're near Canada, if you're in Canada, and this movie's getting released, go and see it. Please tell me if it's good, if it's bad, if it's worth seeing or anything. Go, if you can, please, when it's released. I'm hoping that it will at least get a DVD release in the U.S. or some way for me to be able to see it. Number 3, The Hobbit. This one had to be on the list. Really, my favorite Tolkien book is The Silmarillion, but the only way they're ever going to make The Silmarillion, if they can ever make it, if they can ever get the rights, is if The Hobbit does well, and The Hobbit looks good. That trailer where they're singing Under the Iron Mountain, oh, that just, yeah, that was amazing. Peter Jackson really knows what to do with Middle Earth, and he's showing it, and making the dwarves different enough to be able to tell who they are. I mean, the cartoon did it pretty well. Although, for the most part, the dwarves, only a couple of them even really get named beyond the first song. But this Hobbit, this first half of the Hobbit looks good, and Martin Freeman looks amazing as the Baggins. As Bilbo Baggins, he just looks really amazing pulling it out. And it looks like it's going to seem very well to go into Ian Holm to connect them. Whereas, you know, we would have liked to have seen Ian Holm be young enough to run around Middle Earth again. I think Martin Freeman's doing an amazing job, at least in the trailers. I wasn't disappointed with the Lord of the Rings trilogy. I won't be disappointed with The Hobbit. Number 2, Prometheus. I like the idea of them taking the Alien franchise and going slightly different. We don't necessarily need a xenomorph in this sense, as long as we know that it's the same universe, and it does appear to be the same universe. The cast looks good. It's got Ridley Scott. That's enough for me to get me into the movie theater. It had a really good trailer. So like I said, it has enough to get me into the movie theater, and that's really all that I can ask of it until I see it. And it does, and it really, really makes me want to see it, and I wish it was releasing sooner than it is. Number one, Dark Knight Rises. I really, 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 really wish this was not the last movie Christopher Nolan was going to be doing with Batman. Because what he has done with Batman has been spectacular. I liked Batman Returns, the second Batman movie that was made in the 90s. But Batman Begins and The Dark Knight are 1,000 times better than that. And this looks just as good, if we can understand Bane. If we can understand Bane, then we're good. We're not going to have any problem beyond that. I don't think anybody who knows me or has heard me talk about it, I'm a huge Batman fan, and I love The Dark Knight. And I can talk endlessly about my opinions about one Batman story versus the other Batman story, or what was done correctly or incorrectly with some of the movies. But that looks like they're going to do it right, and they're going to send us out right. And if they can hold on to that, it'll be well worth it. All right. That's my top 9 anticipated movies for 2012. I am definitely going to see a bunch more than that. But that's really all I have time for tonight. Hopefully I can get this up tonight. If not, it'll be tomorrow night when it's posted. Good night.